Good morning, wonderful people, great beer friends, wherever you are on this planet Earth. We are welcoming you yet again to another edition of the Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. This is our AM version. This is our Good Morning Biafra version of Radio Biafra Live transmission to the whole world from our capital city here in Enugu on this very day, the 17th day of June in the year of our Lord 2014. This is a live broadcast with the time now standing at 3 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. in the morning. We are welcoming you regardless of where you are in the world, regardless of what you are doing, by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially our people in the United States of America, those of you in Mexico, those of you in Canada, those of you in Brazil, those of you in Venezuela, those of you in Bolivia, those of you in Argentina, those of you in Paraguay, those of you also in the Caribbean, because unlike any other radio, Biafra listeners are all over the world and they listen to us every morning and every evening without fail. The only thing that could cause us to fail is if the infrastructure here fails us. We tried everything we could yesterday to return after our opening. It was impossible to do so due to the poor state of infrastructure here. People sometimes say to us it is a miracle that we are able to broadcast from here. But because we are Radio Biafra, because we are Biafrans, because we are the children of the Most High God, there is no platform or surface from which we cannot broadcast from. That is why we continue to welcome you. And as we do so, we ask you to welcome other people. The number to call, as always, will be given to you very shortly. We are on Skype, we are on Viber, we are on WhatsApp, we are on Tango. But more importantly, please ask our people to listen to us via satellite. That is the only way that they can listen to us for now. Our transmitter is coming. We pledge that, we promise that, that is coming. But we must ensure that our people also will be able to see Biafra television in time to come. Please, 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 it is important that wherever you are, regardless of what you're doing, that you tell those around you, that you yourself come forward to ensure that you join what we are doing. Inform them through whatever means that you have available to you. Let them know that Radio Biafra is on. Let them know that a march towards the restoration of the full sovereignty of Biafra, that our freedom which we seek, that this very march is irreversible. You must tell them that. You will tell them that despite the presence of our enemies within us, you will tell them that despite our porousness, despite our weakness, despite our perceived cowardice, that there are a few of us, that there are the indigenous people of Biafra, that there are those committed Biafrans who are willing to do everything humanly possible to ensure the preservation of the dignity and integrity of Biafrans all over the world. And that starts from the defense of this very territory. We must welcome you. Radio Biafra comes to you twice every blessed day. We are in Enugu unlike any other. We are here because you asked us to be here. You said we should come here to broadcast from here. And that is why we don't hide anything. That is why our telephone number is quintessentially Biafran. That is why all that we do in everything that we have become, we offer glory, honor, and praise to Chukwu Abiama and no other. Because it was he that determined that we should come. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you wherever you are. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of this very radio station. I'm a very special guest of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. I welcome all of you. I welcome each and every one of you. Things are happening where you come from in line with our prediction. Things are happening. It is being revealed that Boko Haram has come and this very army is determined and they are coming in waves. You thought that what you saw in Owerri was something greater, even far worse is beginning to happen. They have permeated everywhere. They are waiting for orders to strike and we are helpless. We are impotent. What we need to do, please, regardless of what you're doing, where you are, where your leanings are, what your orientation is, you must support this, our quest to acquire weapons. We need it and we need it very, very fast. If we do not have weapons, we will be overrun by these people. If we do not secure our borders, they will penetrate here and we have nowhere to go. Things are happening as we speak, most of them not being reported by any of the abominable zoological of Republic of Nigeria media. things are happening here, and Boko Haram are everywhere, and behind them comes ISIS. ISIS is the new Islamic army of Syria and Iraq. They have come. If you do not know what they mean, please go and Google it. They are coming directly behind Boko Haram, and their quest is to Islamize us. We are the last line of defense between total annihilation, total Islamization, and the preservation of the will of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. That is why we pray every blessed day that if not for any other thing, if not for any other thing, that please, because of the way we call upon the name of the Most High God, because of the way we offer our names in praise of Him, because of the names we give to our children, because of the names of our communities, because of where we come from, that the Almighty will have mercy upon us and grant us some measure of relief. We are under sustained and very vicious attack, some of them physical, some of them spiritual. And it is incumbent upon us, it is our responsibility and our duty to ensure that we defend this very land. I am expecting the head of the Directorate of State to be able to join us at some point, to be able to tell us what the deliberations, what the discussions were of the Directorate of State in relation to the distribution of what is meant to be contributed. We have said a lot of things. A lot of things has been said because our people are very docile. We have been angered. We have been irked. We have been robbed, so to speak, by the imbecility and docility of a few of us, and in some instances, the majority of us, those of us that have failed to learn from history, those of us hell-bent on allowing history to repeat itself. But thank goodness that Chukwu Abiama determined that we should come and not man. That is why we stand without fear before our enemies. That is why we speak the truth always, regardless of the consequences. That is why we present ourselves before the Most High God, because we do no wrong. That is why we have come to help those who cannot help themselves. This is Radio Biafra. There are no two copies of Radio Biafra. People may imitate, they may try, but there is only one Radio Biafra, because He that determines that we should come is here to support and guide us all the way through. What we are able to do, others cannot begin to attempt it. They cannot accomplish it. We are here to wake up the consciousness of our people. We are here to prepare them for what is to come. And we are here to set them straight and narrow in terms of entering this new very kingdom of heaven on this earth called Biafra. We welcome each and every one of you. And as we welcome you to this morning service, because it is a service here, we preach the gospel of Biafra. Our sermon is always very consistent. How do we get out of this abominable contraption, this hopelessness created by one man, Frederick Lugard? How do we make ourselves relevant? How do we survive? How do we preserve our ancient ways of life? How do we continue to do what is right before God and before man? The only way to do all of that is through Biafra. That is why we must continue to welcome each and every one of you. Our lines are not open yet. There are people calling us now. Please, we ask you to wait. After our news headlines and our company news summary, you will be able to call us. But for now, please, we plead with you. We ask you to wait. Just hang on a while and you will be able to join us. This is Radio Biafra. We are welcoming you regardless. Welcome back, wonderful people of Biafra. There was power failure, so there was a changeover from the normal supply. In fact, they have taken the light about four times already this morning from 5:30 a.m. That is the way it is down here. If you don't hear anything from us, it is not down to us. It is not as a result of something we have done or we are not doing. It is as a result of the shortcomings, the failure of the infrastructure here in the Biafra land, controlled by the Zoological Republic. Very, very sad indeed. This is Radio Biafra. I know that some people are concerned that we are playing or there was jazz music going out. Of course, there should be sometimes to remind our people that is what we play anytime we have taken over from here until every other thing is in place. Please, you must bear with us. You do not relent. You don't stop what you are doing. You do not become fatigued because we are indefatigable, because we are relentless. We continue marching forward regardless of the odds, regardless of the difficulties. That is why we are the way we are. That is why we are formidable. That is why there is nothing we cannot do as long as we maintain our strict adherence to what we have come for. That thing is to restore Biafra in truth and honesty. And that is why we speak the truth on this very platform. That is why we must continue to do so. And that is why the coming of the new Biafra must be anchored upon truth and honesty at all times. When our lines open, we shall give you the number to call. When our lines open, we shall make it very clear to you as at when you will be able to reach us, because on Radio Biafra, if you call us from one country, your voice will reverberate all over the world. The studio line is +234 8100 904 599, +234 8100 904 599. Please try to understand, if there is any loss in transmission, don't do anything at all. It means that they have taken the light and the automatic changeover is kicking in from the generator we are using now over to the normal main supply. If there is no light, that is what keeps happening, because we are in a part of Biafra land. We are in Biafra land, not just in a part of it. We are in our capital in Enugu, being controlled by the men and women of the Zoological Republic. So the effects of the zoo can be felt here at its worst, I must say. Things are happening. Those intent on killing us are still coming. And on this very number, +234 8100 904 599, we are on Viber, we are on Tango, we are on WhatsApp. You can call us on any of these. Of course, you can't call using WhatsApp. You can call us on Viber and also on Tango on still the same number, +234 8100 904 599. Our Skype line is also there, simply Radio Biafra. When you add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list, or you just decide to call us, we should be able to receive your call. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you. This is our live morning AM broadcast of Radio Biafra. The time now is nearly 20 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. in the morning, and we are welcoming you from wherever you are, regardless of the part of the world that you're in, regardless of where you are listening from. We continue to welcome you. We continue to welcome you. Our lines will soon open, but as for now, we continue to present our news headlines and we continue to do what is right. As you can imagine, there was another power loss, isn't it? That is what happens here. Just a few seconds ago, they took the light again. That is what we continue to experience. You shouldn't despair. That is why we want to create the new Biafra. That is why we want our country to come. And the only way to stop this type of nonsense is by making sure that Biafra is here. Please, you must bear with us. I can't guarantee that there won't be any power failure before the next 10 minutes. But if there is, we will always come back to you, because it will not take up to 3 minutes for us to switch over in the worst case scenario. Please, you must and should bear with us. We are still reporting on the menace of Boko Haram and what they are doing. We are still reporting on the menace of Islam and the quest by these people to Islamize us. They are here. They are continuing their work. And we are reporting today by way of headline on this day, the 17th day of June in the year of our Lord 2014, that 486 suspected Boko Haram terrorists have been arrested in Abia. In Abia state, that is. When they say Abia, it irritates me. There is no place called Abia. There is no place called Abia at all. It irritates me a lot. It irritates me. 486 suspected Boko Haram terrorists arrested in Biafra land. The shamelessly impotent Ndibo Boko Haram has come to campaign for Islamic conquest. The cowardly Christians inhabiting the southern part of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, Boko Haram is here. 486. We are not talking about the bombing that happened or the attempted bombing that they wanted to kill us, you know, where on Sunday. Now they have come in lorry loads. They have come now and they are here. How are we going to stop them? That is the key. I don't know how to say it in Ibibio, in Efik, in Ejo. I don't know how to say it in Ishekiri or in Urobo. How do we stop these people? They are here already. How do we reclaim our land? In order to help us to do so, we are joined. Before I continue with the headlines, people are writing all the time saying, how are we going to share this money? Have you done it? We are going to do so this morning because we have been joined by Uchenna Asiebu, who is the head of the Directorate of State, the most credible, the most powerful, the most relevant organ of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. I will welcome him. As I welcome him, I will also ask him to welcome Biafrans all over the world. Uchenna Asiebu, can you hear me? If you can, this is Radio Biafra. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Director.
Morning.
And good morning, fellow Biafrans all over the world. Thank you. And as always, I will also welcome all the listeners all over the world and great Biafrans. We thank you for all you've been doing. And we continue to thank you because we know that you will do more. Director, I will always say you are indomitable, or even in Biafra. I always believe in you, and I know that Biafra will surely come, no matter what the enemy do. Before I go on, I must thank all the zonal coordinators, all the national coordinators, and all the continental reps all over the world. We thank you for what you've been doing, and we continue to thank you because you're doing wonderfully well. This morning, I'm going to tell you how this money will be shared. We know that it's going to be difficult, and we know we are going to make it. We've done a lot, we'll be continuing doing until Biafra comes. The Islamic Boko Haram is our land, and we cannot allow them to overrun us. This is the time for you to come out. This is the time for you to evangelize. This is the time for you to hold town meetings all over the world and tell the great Biafrans anywhere they are that the hour has come. I will start by telling you how this money been shared. After much consultations, we've decided to share this money among the continents around the world. The zonal coordinator, you have to walk the walk. The national coordinator, you have to walk the walk. The continental reps, you have to do more. We've decided to share it among 5 continents: Europe, Asia, North America, Africa, and Middle East. Why Australia will join North America? Because Australia cannot sustain it alone. We've decided to match Australia with North America. I will start by saying Europe will give us $2.5 million. Asia will give us $2 million. North America will give us $1.7 million. Africa will give us $1 million. While Middle East will give us $800,000. Making it in total $8 million. we know you will surely make it. And we are working very, very, very hard, including our director, to make sure the Islamic Boko Haram can never and will never succeed in our land. We are very, very grateful to Chukwu Abiyama, who has been sustaining us all this while. Despite the difficulties, we will surely overrun them. The world has abandoned us. Our government has abandoned us. Even our brothers in government have decided to abandon us. But one thing is paramount. We have God, and God we believe in. There is no way this justice, we can never get it. We must surely get it. We know we have the venom of justice. And may Chukwu Abiyama be with you all. Thank you, and God bless you all.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Before you go, please, I want you to repeat what you have said and how we are going to coordinate it. If it is being done on a continental basis, how will people know what to do, especially those in the countries that come under that very continent? Because we know we have a presence in Brazil as well and some parts of South America. And I also know that they are very small. They are not as great, so to speak, as Europe or North America or Asia or Africa for that matter. What we want to know, did this very Directorate of State that you had, did you come up with any in terms of the breaking down as to how this is going to work? How does it affect individuals? How much are they being asked to pay? How are they going to raise it? We know it's been divided continentally, but before you even answer me, go back and give us these continents once again and how much it has been decided that they ought to contribute towards our purchase of weapons to defend our land. Please, go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Director. One, I said the money has been shared continentally.
Yes.
One, Europe will get $2.5 million. They will look and give it to us. Asia, $2 million. North America, $1.7 million. Africa, $1 million. Middle East, $800,000. All the continental reps will call meeting with all the national coordinators among in your constituency. You will deliberate and know how many countries in your kitty, and you will now share this money amongst them. All the zonal coordinators, you are obliged to meet with your national coordinators and decide how this money will be shared zonally. All the Asian reps, you as well will do the same. All the North American coordinators, you will meet with your reps. All the African countries, you will meet with your reps. All the Middle East countries, you as well, we meet with your reps. Meanwhile, we will have meeting on Wednesday. I personally, the head of the Directorate of State, the coordinator of our coordinator, and all the continental reps, including Barrister Imam Mezu and Uche Mepo, we will meet on Wednesday night immediately after the broadcast for detailed information on how you are going to raise this money. Director, I don't know if I've answered that question.
You have answered it very, very well and comprehensively. We are now going to hold, of course, yourself and the continental reps responsible to give us running update as to where we are on this very issue. You must deliberate on that. You must also consider the fact that you may have to ask each and every continent to open an account in their respective continents. I do not know how the logistics is going to work out, but I leave that to yourself and to the very department that you had to be able to come up with a solution in conjunction and in consultation with all our continental reps. Very, very important.
Okay, Director. That I will do. That I will do.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. There you have it. It has been decided, it has been deliberated upon, and as they said, what is now going to happen, what we are going to do is to ensure that our very significant presence in Europe counts. Europe will raise $2.5 million Africa, we raise $1 million. All those people saying we should include this person and that person, now is the time. As time goes on also, we shall fine-tune and deliberate on how we are going to do it. If we go to somebody, they say, oh, don't worry, I am not going to contribute financially, I have friends who can make this thing happen, then even better. We know that Asia will give us $2 million. North America will give us $1.7 million, and Middle East will give us $800,000. That is what we are going to do. We are going to raise these funds, unless you know somewhere we can go to, unless you know people that we can approach who will be able to give us this funding. That is very, very important. You have done great things in the past. You have done things that people believed was not possible. You have demonstrated your unity. You have demonstrated your composure. We want you to continue to do the same. This is Radio Biafra. We shall proceed to conclude our presentation of our news headlines and accompanying news summary, but we felt it was necessary that we get this out of the way. A lot of people are asking, how much are we expecting them to pay? How much do we expect them to contribute towards our acquisition of the things we need to be able to defend our land? As we report today that 486 suspected Boko Haram terrorists have been arrested in Biafra land. They very shamelessly, the hopeless people hell-bent on serving the interest of the Hausa Fulani people, hang your heads in shame. We said this before. We predicted it before. We knew that this was going to happen. What pained me so much is that they used Owerri. They did not use Sagamu. They didn't use Abeokuta. They never used Ibadan or Akure. They came to Biafra land. These are the same people that killed us. 3.5 million of us. They killed us. And they have come once again to kill us. This is Radio Biafra live transmission. We are also reporting today that Ado Bayori yet to visit the Emir of Kano, the beheader of Gideon Akaloka, the new Emir of Kano. Is Sanusi Lamido Sanusi, the former governor of the Central Bank of the Zoological Republic. He was the person that beheaded Gideon Akaloka. Gideon Akaloka is a Biafran. He was beheaded because he was preaching the word of God. He was beheaded because he had the Bible with him. Gideon Akaloka was put in police cell in Kano. That cell was broken into by Sanusi Lamido Sanusi and his men, his band of Islamic thugs. They brought out Akaloka and they killed him. We can never forget that. Igbo leaders of thought have asked the Imo State Police Command to immediately parade the six arrested bombers in Owerri. Isn't it very funny? Benjamin Onwuka went to make a broadcast and it didn't work. Benjamin Onwuka was stripped. He was handcuffed. He was ridiculed. He was tortured. We want to see the Boko Haram suspects. Where are they? Where are they? Did I not tell you? They humiliate you. They insult you. They parade you before the world cameras as if you are a terrorist. But you are not. The real terrorists, they have been taken back, I presume, to either Katsina or to Sokoto, back to the caliphate from whence they came. Where are the six suspects? Is it the duty of Igbo leaders of thought to remind the police to release pictures of the six suspects? We want to see them in handcuffs. We want to see their clothes stripped from them. The same way you behaved, or the same way you reacted to Biafra Zionist movement members. But that will not happen, will it? Nigerian police. The death toll in Taraba terror attacks hits 44. Governor Obiano is saying we will not allow Boko Haram in the southeast. They are there already. You're saying you won't allow them. How can you stop them? How do you intend to stop them? Something greater than Boko Haram is coming behind them. Boko Haram is merely an advance guard, an advance party. The real one is coming. They are known. Their acronym is ISIS. They are coming behind Boko Haram. They are on their way. They are coming. You're telling me we how are you going to stop them? All the armies of the zoo didn't stop them in the north. Obiano, how are you going to stop them? Please enlighten us. Unless you have something, or you know something we don't know already. In which case, we are very, very glad After all, we ensured that you emerged the governor of Anambra State. Perhaps if our redemption starts from Anambra, that would be a good thing. Because Anambra is the first son of the entire Biafra land, not just Igbo. The entire Biafra land. We started from Anambra. So it won't surprise me if our solution comes from there as well. So we wait to see what Governor Obiano is intending to do to stop Boko Haram in the southeast. Maybe he has a solution. We are waiting to hear it. We are also reporting that as they send their children abroad to study, these same people are hiking up students' fees, especially those Biafrans unfortunate enough to find themselves in Lagos State University called LASU in Ojo. Their fees are being hiked up from 25,000, which is roughly about £100, to 348,000, which is over £1,100. That tells you. You talk about inflation. This is over 1,000% inflation, from 25,000 to 348,750 for students. And the people imposing this very draconian, this very repressive, this very retrogressive policy on school fees, their children are overseas on scholarship, despite the money that they have stolen. We are also reporting that is panic. This is what they are trying to do. There is panic even in Anambra as the police command. They are transferring every Igbo person. They are transferring every Biafran back to the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, where they will be killed. All police people bearing Igbo names, they are being transferred from Anambra. They are complaining. They are crying. All their officers are being transferred to Sokoto. They are being transferred to Maiduguri. They are being transferred to Kano, to Katsina, where invariably they will be killed. These are the things that are happening around where you are. We are also reporting, as we did yesterday, that a more powerful force is coming behind Boko Haram. They are coming. They have ravaged Iraq. They have conquered Iraq to the extent whereby the Iraq that you know of Saddam Hussein no longer exists. They took Mosul yesterday, and today they are still marching. This army is far more credible. Even the USA don't want to go and meet them. The United States of America is afraid of this very Islamic army. They don't want to go and meet them because of their brutality and their ferociousness. The USA don't want to go. They are here looking for Chibok girls. Go and meet ISIS. They are marching all over the Middle East. And as they said, their influence extends to Nigeria. You know what that means? Their influence extends to the zoo, and they are coming. Is a brand new army, far more deadly than Al-Qaeda, far more deadly than Boko Haram. They are coming, and what you're looking at, or what you're observing, what you're seeing, is just a remnant. The people that came, the advance guard that came to bomb you in your churches, they kill you in the north. They also come down here to kill you. And we remain impotent to stop them. That is not acceptable. That is not the way to go forward. That is not how we are going to do it. A powerful and merciless force has emerged on the world stage. They are redrawing every Middle Eastern border. These jihadists, the West is saying, by the West, we mean Western Europe and USA and Canada. They are saying they have not seen anything like this before. Governments of these countries are shaking. They have not seen a thing like this before. They are marching and they are coming for everybody. If you don't believe in Islam, you are gone. They kill everything. When they march, they kill everything. Go and Google them, ISIS. ISIS, that is their name. Go and Google them, you will see what they're capable of doing. And they are coming. Or Boko Haram will copy them. That is what is awaiting us. They came to Owerri to kill us, and today we have told you what you are going to do. Unless you have a magic wand, unless you have something else far more spectacular. If you don't have it, then there is a very big problem. Because we must and should be able to stop this very army. This army of darkness, this army of Islam, hell-bent on Islamizing the children of God, the children of light. And now we must and should present you the news in greater detail before we open our lines to take your views and your opinions. We are reporting today that 486 suspected Boko Haram terrorists have been arrested in Biafraland. Soldiers from the Assa military base of 14 Brigade or Hafia Barracks in Abia State on Sunday arrested 486 suspected insurgents, including 8 girls. The arrest was made the same day that the bombs were uncovered and defused in a church in neighboring Imo State. The suspected insurgents were said to be going to Port Harcourt, the River State's capital, in search of work, in search of places. We are coming to dominate our lands. They are going to River State to look for work. They are going to Port Harcourt to look for work. 483 of them coming to kill all of you, coming to kill us. And what are we doing about it? Today we have decided on what we are going to do, and today we are going to go ahead to do that very thing. We have divided, we have distributed, we have shared the money amongst the various continents of the world, that you may go forth and raise these very funds for us. If you have a better alternative, please call Radio Biafra to put it on the air. Tell us how to do it. If it is too secretive, you call us after the broadcast. Maybe that is the only solution that we may be able to have to counter what is happening to us. We do not know. You may have the silver bullet. That is why we run an open platform. That is why we give you opportunities and means through which you can get through to us. We are on Tango, we are on Viber, we are on WhatsApp. You can send us text messages and we'll be able to read it out. You can call us on the phone, you can call us on Skype as well. We continue. That hope of early reconciliation between the new emir of Kano, the killer and beheader, the killer and the beheader of Gideon Akaloka, who is a Christian Biafran in Kano. His name is Alhaji Muhammadu Sanusi II. His real name has now come out. People thought that Sanusi Lamido Sanusi was a very quiet, innocent name. His real name is here. Alhaji Muhammadu Sanusi II and siblings of his predecessor, Alhaji Adu Bayoro, has been dashed following the alleged refusal of the patriarch of Bayoro family, Sanusi Adu Bayoro, to pay a solidarity visit to the MA. Sanusi Adu Bayoro, who is the Shiroman Kanu, reportedly left the country as soon as it became obvious that he has lost the succession war to the former Central Bank of Nigeria governor, Sanusi Adu Bayoro. I never knew his name was Adu Bayoro. I thought it was Sanusi Lamido Sanusi. Now it is now Sanusi Lamido Adu Bayoro. Nobody knows what their names are. Nobody can tell. Because some of them were born on the street. If they born you in the streets of Lafia, your name becomes Alhaji Lafia. They give birth to you in Balewa, your name becomes Tafawa Balewa. They give birth to you in Kanu, your name is Amelo Kanu. No Ipu, no Ibe, no kindred, no family, born on the street Alamajiri. These are the people running our lives. How disgraceful can that be? How disgraceful can that be? The Igbo leaders of thought have asked the Imo State Police Command to immediately parade the 6 arrested bombers who tried to bomb churches in the state on Sunday. The Igbo leaders frowned at police shielding the suspects of such heinous crime that would have caused massive death in the southeast, warning that the police should not complicate itself in the matter that is now new in the zone. Isn't it very funny that the leaders of thought of Ndibo is begging the police to release the pictures of the 6 suspects to parade them, whereas Benjamin Onwuka was paraded? What was Benjamin Onwuka's crime that he went to attempt to make a broadcast? That is all he did. But these ones came to kill, and they were arrested. Where are their pictures? Why are they not being paraded? Why is it that the Nigerian police do not want to invite the people of the press and the media to come and take photographs of the 6 bombers that came to kill and to maim people in Igbo land? Where are they? Even the Igbo leaders of thought cannot open their mouth to say Igbo land. They said southeast. They said southeast. They could not say that these people came to kill people in Igbo land. They say southeast. People are calling us, please stay. Remain where you are. When the time comes, we shall open our lines. Our lines are not open yet. When the lines are open, we shall tell you. After my analysis, the lines will open. I was expecting to be joined by the barrister this very morning, but of course he's getting ready to go to court because he's a barrister and attorney at law. He has to go to court. Please stay where you are. Please stay where you are. Our lines are not open yet. When they open, we shall inform you. We are still analyzing the news regarding the Igbo leaders of thought reminding the police. Did the Igbo leaders of thought remind the police to parade Onwuka when Onwuka Benjamin was arrested? Did the Igbo leaders of thought have to persuade the Nigerian police to parade the BZM members that were arrested only trying to make a broadcast? These ones came to kill us. Why then is it that they are being allowed anonymity? Why can't you show us where you beat them? I looked at Benjamin Onwuka's face. On the right hand side of his face is swollen, which means he was tortured. Benjamin Onwuka was tortured trying to make a broadcast. We want to see the condition of the 6 Boko Haram killers that came together to kill us. We want to see them. We want to see them. They came to kill us, isn't it? So Nigerian police, was it Ohanaeze that told you to parade Benjamin Onwuka? You tell us now. Is it not the way you operate? If it was Ohanaeze that told you to parade Benjamin Onwuka and BZM members, then you tell us. And we are asking you to release him. You must release Benjamin Onwuka. You have to release him and the others as well. You must release him because our arms are coming. You must release him. You must, because you don't understand peace. Peace is a language, is a word that the Nigerian armed forces don't understand, that Jonathan does not understand, that Jonathan's government doesn't understand, because we are peaceful. That is why you can take on work and take him to Abuja. Where are the 6 suspects that came to kill us? The Igbo leaders of thought, for once, are saying something that is right. They are clinging to it. We asked this question yesterday morning. Where are these people? Fortunately for them, they picked it up in the afternoon. They are asking the same question. Where are the 6 suspects? Kebihano, where are these people? But Benjamin Onwuka, very happily you went and paraded him. Tortured him and paraded him. Where are the 6 people that came to kill us? Where are they? Nigerian police, where are they? You must bring back Benjamin Onwuka and the people you arrested with him. They must come back here. If they have to face a trial, let them face the trial in Enugu. Our people think we are like them. You talk about Benjamin Onwuka for 2 hours and then you disappear. Tomorrow they will come and take you. Who will talk about you? Who will talk about you? That is why we must continue to pile on the pressure to make sure they release him and those arrested with him. That is our responsibility. That is our duty. And it is something we must do. We must do it. Igbo leaders of thought, they are waking up now from their slumber. We asked this question yesterday morning during our AM broadcast live. We asked this question. Where are the 6 suspects? They ran to the media, ran to TV to parade Onwuka as if he's a criminal. Onwuka is not a criminal. He is fighting for the freedom of his country. That is all. You arrested him. Didn't you? You must release him. Benjamin Onwuka must be released. Look at Boko Haram suspects. How many of them have you seen? How many of them were tortured? They don't torture them. They don't do anything to them. But Benjamin Onwuka was tortured, along with the members of Biafra Zionist movement. They must be released. The death toll in Taraba terror attacks. These are the killing of Biafrans. It is continuing. They went to a church and they killed them in a church in Taraba, in a place called Wukari. It was broken live on Radio Biafra. The casualty figure in the ethno-religious crisis in Wukari and Ibi local government areas of Taraba State has risen to 44. More people were killed in retaliatory attacks on the roads and the remote hamlet. Eyewitnesses said some of the bodies had their heads cut off. More houses were also discovered to have been touched in the resurgence of violence which erupted on Sunday. Tension has grown high in other areas, including Takum, Donga local government area councils. During an assessment tour by the police yesterday, 15 bodies were recovered. Britain, British government, Her Britannic Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, David Cameron, the Prime Minister of Britain, have you seen what you have created? The monster called Nigeria that you have created. You see what they are doing? People are dying every day, being sacrificed every blessed day. This is the gift you gave to us. One Nigeria. We said we don't want this nonsense. You imposed this calamitous satanic creation upon us. Every day they kill us. Every day they suck our blood. Every blessed day they steal our oil. Every blessed day they impoverish us. Every day we sell our children. Don't you have any heart in you? These are the gifts of one Nigeria. Look at what you have done to us. Look at what you have done. This is your handiwork. The ignominy of knowing us after a company did not suffice. You handed us over to Islam. You gave us the Bible, but delivered us to Islam. That today men are afraid to say they come from Igbo land. Men are afraid to say they come from Ibibio. They are afraid to say they are Efik. They are afraid to say they are Ijo, Ishekiri, or Urebo. Why is that, we ask? Because of what you have done to us. They say they are from the southeast. What is happening in the southeast? What is the meaning of southeast? Will our ancestors know where southeast is? The answer is no. There is no place called southeast. This is what you have done to us. You have reduced us to nothing. You have reduced us to nothing. It is our duty. It is our God-given right to ensure we rescue our land from the clutches of Satan and iniquity. We are the children of the light. Darkness cannot prevail over us. Darkness will never prevail over us. We continue to report today that Governor Willie Obiano, and thank you, Barrister is with us, please, Barrister, stay where you are. Governor Willie Obiano of Anambra has said that the Southeast would not allow Boko Haram insurgents to extend their activities to the region. But they have come, Willie Obiano. They are here already. How are you going to stop them? They planted a bomb in a church. The only luck we have is that the bomb didn't go off. So how can you say you're going to stop them when they are here already? What type of English is this? You are going to stop them. How do you intend to do that? The entire light of the Zoo army couldn't stop them. How can you stop them? And behind them comes ISIS. ISIS is the mother of all terrorist groups. They are coming in waves upon waves of thousands of young Arab men, baptized in the fire of violent, violent jihadist Islam. They kill everything on their path. If you don't know them, go and Google them. They kill everything in their path. They are in Iraq already. They took over part of Iraq. If you remember, America is in Iraq. Is that correct? The Americans went there to overthrow Saddam in Iraq. America is a strong country, yes. But America is on the run. If America can run from them, who can stand before them? But I tell you today that the best foreign policy America can have, the best foreign policy that the EU can have, is to allow the emergence of a free and independent Biafra land. We will stop Islam here. If they have any brain, before we are Islamized through their presence, they must allow us to emerge. Once Biafra is free, we can defend this very place. But if you continue with the same nonsense that is happening, on your left is a Muslim. Yoruba is Muslim. More than half of Yoruba is Muslim. In the north is Muslim. Cameroon is Muslim to your right. To our south is the sea. We should start praying. Start calling upon Chukwu Abiyama to grant us mercy. Because things are about to happen. And in the same way like before, when we say it, you dismiss it. And then after a while it will happen. I told you Boko Haram is here. Boko Haram did not go anywhere else. They went over there to go and strike and kill us there. And Willie Obiano is saying it won't happen. But they have already planted a bomb. You're saying it won't happen. I must welcome the barrister, the very eminent barrister, Natural Law Barrister Mawazin, has joined us. That concludes our news presentation in terms of our headlines and analysis, and our lines are open. We are starting with the barrister himself, who will, as always, acknowledge the wonderful people of Biafra all over the world listening. Please, barrister, go ahead.
Good morning to you, Director. Good morning to all of you out there. Good morning to all Biafrans all over the world, those who are always awake. PMAM, we thank you for your sustained support, for your sustained listenership, for your sustained, equitable trust you have in us. We thank you for everything. We thank you for our everyday sustained speech on our broadcast. Thank you very much, Director. And good morning once again to you. Good morning to all our brothers and sisters, all Biafrans, from east, west, north, and south. We are here to stay. Let me take it up from you about Obiano and the Boko Haram not coming. It's just a word of somebody who is drowning. You know, when somebody is drowning, they will not tell you they are drowning. They just say, I will not die. That is what is happening. For the past few days, we have been talking about Boko Haram in Isiago. Is it Isiago? What's the name in Enugu?
Isiago.
They are there because they planted a bomb that did not explode in Owerri because of Chukwuagyama of Ndowerri. That was why the bomb did not open up to consume doubters, because every day we are hearing in Jesus' name. Maybe we can say, and of course they will claim in Jesus' name, that's why the bomb did not open up. We hope all of them will open their eyes and be ready to stop the candidate that is coming forward. Because once they have tried, they will try again and again until they succeed. Rochas of Okorocha has done us a big disservice by coming in via his free education. Everybody embraced him, and now everybody should be ready to embrace Boko Haram. Because anything that is sweet comes with bad effect. It brought us free education, brought us Boko Haram. I can tell you that more people are now being Islamized in my own state. I'm opening up the television for them to propagate their wickedness, telling you that Muslim is a peaceful. No, we don't accept that rubbish. It's a violent, wicked religion that we should not allow. Director, we don't need the West to tell us how we'll do it. We are deciding to do it for ourselves, because if you leave the West, what the West want to do is to Islamize you, kill you off, so that they will step into our states and carry on making the oil they are already taking since 1970. We are refusing to allow them to dictate for us, because their dictations has never worked. Their dictation is to kill us, all of us off. They are asking the police to show them. Instead of them to go on a protest, they would, because they have already sold themselves to the devils. They have already taken bribes. They have no more mouth to be strong in whatever they want to say. Please show us. Director, as you rightly said, Benjamin Onwuka, his shirt was tripping off and all the people with him paraded. Now these are people coming to kill us. You don't want to parade them. This is the politics of segregation. Director, can you see that in the whole of Igbo land, in the whole of Akpaibo land, the whole of Anyo, everywhere in Igbo land, you will see a police commissioner from Hausa land. Why is it? Go to Enugu, police commissioner is a Hausa man. Go to Owerri, the same. Go to Abia, the same. We have been swallowed up. And our people are busy taking bribes and begging to show those who are coming to cut carnage in your land. But Onwuka, nobody told the police to show him. Just coming to make announcement that what is happening in their own land is bad. That's why this has been taken away and taken to Abuja. When I keep hearing this politics and how wicked all of them are, from Goodluck to Obiano himself, it makes my eyes bleed. None of them has any good agenda for all of us. None of them. All they are preparing to do is to exterminate anything called Biafra. And we are, all of us are abroad, singing the Lord's song and, you know, making money, while our hope is gradually been eroded. And what are we doing about it? We are still talking. Although very majority of Biafrans are making their contributions, Director, we should not speak against them. Because they are doing us proud. Not
of
everybody
course.
Is keeping quiet.
Of course, Biafrans are doing
and
us proud. Of course.
Keep quiet.
Biafrans are doing us proud. They are doing us proud and we acknowledge that. Of course they are.
And we have to, of course, praise them when that praise is being deposited. They are doing very well, and we carry on encouraging all of you not to relent, because not all of us will get Biafra. But very many of you that have come up to do this defense, so it shall be. I like what Director is doing continuously. Director will never cease. If it is not, put some effort, we take up. All of you are doing very well, including those supporting you, eating, feeding, and whatever you're doing. Be vigilant. Chukwu Adiama will bring all of you together, protect you, and no harm shall befall on any of us until Biafra is resurrected. That is our quest, and that's our goal. Whoever wants to follow the Ohanaeze Ndoshi and the Igbo people, look at this foolish professor, what's his name? Professor Wabweze, who was the first to jump up to condemn Ben Onwuka. Have you heard from him? Director, let me relax my case here. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was the voice, the very unmistakable voice of the eminent barrister and attorney at law. And our lines are now open. If you have anything to say, you must say it. If you have any views or opinions to offer, you must do the same. This is Radio Biafra live transmission coming to you on this very day, the 17th day of June, from the capital city of Biafra land. We are on Skype, we are on Viber, we are on Tango. Once you call us, we should be able to take your call the same way we are doing now. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra morning broadcast from Enugu.
Hello, Director.
Yes, please, my dear brother, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you clear and loud.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. The world is listening. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yes, Director, I am calling from Thailand.
Thank you very much.
My name is Gobide Chukwuebuka Paulinus.
Thank you.
The National Coordinator of Thailand.
You are our national in Thailand. Ngobidi, you are the coordinator in Thailand. And as people said, let us see what Asia has got. Asia has got to give us $2 million, of which Thailand is part of them. Please continue. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to emphasize on the issue of this fundraising. I had the speaker, the coordinator of all coordinators, when he was sharing the money. But before today's announcement from him, I wanted to contribute my own idea since on Sunday. But it was unfortunate that I did not go to Radio Biafra. Even yesterday night, I was trying to get at the end of the day, the radio was cut off. So then this morning I went to try again, and by the grace I have got the radio now. So what I want to say in essence is this. On the issue of this money, one of the callers on Sunday made a very wonderful suggestions concerning how to raise this money. So I am supporting him. He said that all over the world, Biafrans are up to 1 million. And if we can be paying $10 every month as a monthly dues, that will give us $10 million. So, but I am saying, on my own opinion, that his suggestions was very fantastic. And what I want to say there is, if we can make it this way,
Yes, go ahead. We're listening. Polinos Ngobidi, can you hear me? Our coordinator in Thailand, can you hear me? I don't think so. I don't think he can. We ask him to please try and call us back. Try and call us back. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are open, and from everything I can see here, our connections, our systems, everything is okay. Everything is running as it should. If you are looking for the number with which to call us on, please, the number remains the same. It doesn't change. Our number does not change. Radio Biafra number remains +234 8100904599. That is our number. If you have any suggestions to give, any ideas to prefer, any solutions to offer, please try and do so. And also, our Skype line is also open. Our Skype line is on. Our Viber is on. Our Tango is on. If you call us, we should be able to take your call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Good morning. Your voice is not clear. I can hear what is happening on the background more than I can hear your voice. So you need to raise your voice up a bit, please.
Hello, can you hear me, coordinator?
I can hear you. I am the director of Radio Biafra, the coordinator for Italy. It's our dear brother, Michael Iranya. Please go ahead. Your name and where you're calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from Italy, Napoli.
From Napoli?
I'm IK by name.
IK, what is your surname?
Yeah, it's presented by IK Shuku.
Okay, please go ahead. We are listening, but raise your voice a bit. It's a bit crackly. Please raise it. Go ahead. No. My dear brother. No, your voice is sounding far. Why is it sounding so far? Are you not close to your phone?
I'm close to my phone. Can you hear me?
No, the line is not clear. You have to call. Drop the line and call back again. I promise to take your call. Drop the line and please try and call us back. I promise to take your call. This is Radio Biafra. On a day we are reporting that the failure of the police commissioner in Imo State to parade the suspects means that the police commissioner in Imo State is himself a Boko Haram suspect. He is a Boko Haram suspect. Let us go to the line. We have somebody on Viber. Can you hear me? The caller on Viber, can you hear me? Please raise your voice. I can hear the background more than I can hear you. Raise your voice, your name, and where you're calling from, please. No, no. Maybe he's trying to check out the line. I don't know. The caller on the phone, your name, and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, yeah. I can hear you.
Go ahead and give us your name and where you are, please.
My name is Wilfred Wanozie. I'm calling from Biafra land, Imo State.
From Imo State in Biafra land. Which part of it? In Olu?
Yeah, I'm calling from Olu.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
So, I thank you very much. It's only God that will reward you on what you are doing. We have been longing for this Biafra for a very long time. But now we are seeing its reality. And I will do everything possible. Very possible to make sure the Biafra is actualized. So I thank you, the director. I thank all the zonal directors and coordinators to not to relent. We are ready. Even now, I'm preparing my very self for any eventuality. All the news that we are hearing this morning that they have arrested some Boko Haram people in this, and maybe last Sunday they planted some bomb, is very disheartening. I don't know what our elders are doing. I don't know why they are evil. I don't know why they just let us rescue our land, simple and short.
Yes, my dear brother. What I find astonishing is that the likes of the Igbo leaders of thought, they cannot even say Igbo land anymore. They said Southeast. They said what is happening in the Southeast. People are afraid. Even we here, our people have been so beaten and so cowardly that a political leader cannot stand up and say this is where I come from. They say Southeast because Southeast makes them appear to be Nigerian. They cannot say Igbo. They cannot say they are from Igbo land.
Biafra has come to stay.
And I'm promising you, I'm volunteering myself. Anytime it is, anytime you want us to move, I'm very sure I'll be the first person to move. Even if he takes his life, I don't want to know. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Well spoken. That was a caller on the phone from Olo. We are going back to Skype. Do we have somebody on Skype? Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, hello, director.
Yes.
My name is Ojaka Buago. I'm from Orifte, Anambra State, Biafra land. I'm calling from Bangkok.
From Bangkok in Thailand, Ojaka Buago. I like that very name. Maybe you will come back here and help us kill Boko Haram. You will come and help us kill them.
Don't worry, I'm going. That is one of my plan. I'm gonna do that. I promise. But one thing I want to say is now that we have already known how to raise this money, let us stop contributing on how to do it again. Let us. I want everybody to just start practicing it. Start doing it already. Let's open up accounts so that things will begin to happen. So I know that if people maybe contribute from now till maybe 1 month, all this money will be raised, even more than.
That's correct.
And everything will carry on because delay is dangerous.
It is. It is dangerous. It is.
Delay is very, very dangerous. So I don't need to say, us do it this way, let us do it that way. I only want everybody to just come up. Okay, say, where is the account? Let us keep on paying. I will pay my own. If we have account today, tomorrow, I can pay my own. I'm ready. I'm ready even to give more. All I want is Biafra, and I don't want to contribute. Let us do it this way again. Let us do it that way again. Let us follow only this one way that our coordinators have already agreed on. So this is all I have to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and well spoken as well. Thank you very, very much. We have a caller on the phone. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are.
Hello, director. Good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother. Please raise your voice for me. This is Radio Biafra live transmission. We are live on the morning of the 17th day of June. Please go ahead.
Okay, my name is Lokika Dembo Mwabeze. I come from Uni, a member of Southern government before now we have another government.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to thank you first and your group. You don't say a lot of love for Biafra. Thank you. I don't know how to thank you first because if I want to thank you, I don't know whether I will bring my father, my mother, my brother, my sister to thank you. I don't know. But the only thing I know, I thank you so much. What I want to say is that about the Boko Haram of issue. You see, last time of Anambra State election, Radio Biafra did a lot of things to stop APC in Anambra State. But now, this election is about to come now, and we know that it is not like election in Biafra land. Because if you we reading the news as from yesterday and the many people say that not like election in Nigeria, not like election in Nigeria next year. So if Qatar can hold, then let us stop APC in Biafra land completely. Let us stop APC in Biafra land completely. You see, this bomb in Biafra State, in Igbo State, in the APC State, about 400 and something now, they arrested yesterday, and they are heading to Sotako. Sotako is the APC State.
Exactly.
They are going there to go to which work they are going to go to go and find. No work for Anambra State, no work for APC State, no work for other state, no work for Delta State. The only APC State they have is they are going to find work. All this nonsense, all this our people are doing is too much. If you can stop, let us stop this nonsense in this Biafra land. Except even the state and the river state.
That's what we're doing. That is exactly what we're doing.
I don't have much to say. But what I want to know, if like next time, last election in Imo State, Hakim did promote this thing, then make a big church alone, stop him to go back to the government house. Only Catholic Church.
Yes. Well, I can, he can never go back to Kani to the government center again. So far, he did the such a thing. The campaign against him, he lose that seat.
But Okorocha has done worse. Okorocha has done even worse by bringing his lamb to Imo State. As you said, I agree with you.
Let us wait and stop APC in Imo State and the
I agree.
I thought that we're going to meet the churches. Let us pay this compared to churches. Let us stop this nonsense. It's getting too much. Because nobody knows tomorrow.
Yes, that is true. Thank you very much, my dear brother. What you said is correct. We have another caller on Skype. This caller on Skype, can you hear me? If you can, this is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, Director, good morning.
Good morning.
This is Innocent Okono calling from Bangkok. I hear from where you must stay.
From Bangkok in Thailand. Thailand is taking over the broadcast today, and I love it. I love it. Please go ahead.
Please, Director, I want to comment on what the last caller said. Sorry, the previous one, not the last one.
Yes.
Please, we should go ahead on what the coordinator or the coordinator of the coordinator have said. I had the issue that was...
No, Uchen Nasebu is our head of the Directorate of State.
Okay, yeah, the head of the Directorate of State.
Yes, go ahead.
We should move on what he has said. He said Asia is 2 million. And those involved that will share it, they should know how many countries involved in Asia and how many members of Biafran people that are capable to pay the money and get the calculation and split this money as soon as possible. Nobody should go back on telling us on arranging again on how to share the money again. It has been shared. So everybody should just go on how to just get the money to individuals. You to break it to individuals, one-one, and people will start doing paying... contributing their own, and you yourself will go ahead on your diplomatic work. If you want to travel, whatever, you use the opportunity to do all the diplomatic work you want to do. If there is states you want to bring in the Biafra land, you do everything we need to do so that all this thing will comment immediately. I'm fed up of hearing all this shit every day. They are coming in, they are coming in, they are here. Let us get started. This morning we have been waiting for it and they have announced it, so let's move ahead. Under few weeks, let's everything just get started. No more. I suggest nobody should talk about how to split the money again. It has been already shared. Please, thank you.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you for that. We have somebody on Viber. The caller on Viber, can you hear me? We have a caller on Viber. Can you hear me? The caller on Viber? No, they can't. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling us from. This is Radio Biafra live transmission.
This is
Nnamdi Kanu, not Kanu Wankwo, please, I beg you. Nnamdi Kanu, please go ahead.
Nnamdi Kanu, I'm the Ebu man. I call you the Ebu man. And it's very, very... I'm very, very, very happy this very morning to hear about the money that has been shared.
Yes.
Yes, I can hear you, Mr. Nnamdi Kanu.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. You are listening to your system. Please continue straight away. Okay. Say what you want to say. Go ahead.
I'm very sorry. My name is Chinedu Okoye. I'm calling from Italy, from Torino.
From Turin. Yes, go ahead.
So I'm the provost. So I was very, very happy because I support the very guy that speak last right now. Because based on one of our brother that called in the Scotland in those days about 2 weeks ago, something like that. I strongly believe in that, my brother. So, our general international coordinator have done his own best to share the money for us. So, I support this very last call that now, this is the food to follow, that is Jesus Christ. So, but you have been broadcasting this for a long time. People have been hearing. I don't know when we are portraying in the mad into. That's very society that they form now. ISIS or something like that. See, how do we call it? They have been practicing.
Called ISIS. It's called. These people are deadly. It's called ISIS. It is the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. That is their name. And they are coming. They are coming. Go ahead.
They are already in Nigeria. Not they are coming. Coming where? They are already in Nigeria.
So they're coming.
They are already. But look, let me tell you. This is not a just matter because as
Nihojo and Atochi, that is all. Yes.
Good luck. Good luck or good or bad luck. I don't know what the color to qualify the men. But
thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and I use this opportunity to extend my greeting to Ushemofo and so many people, and our parish staff, Imam Mezu, the atonic law that always give us hope in the morning and in the evening. He never relents, never gets tired.
He's one of us.
Always with us, and I swear that the Tupu Adeoma will grant him more wisdom upon wisdom in his own field, and to greet. Grant him also long life and the prosperity.
He said,
so we are good to go for this very war. And the director, don't let me tell you something. Don't ever think that anything that is start with slow, when it will come with force, you will also say, calm down, and nobody will hear, calm down. But now it's like you are begging, you are telling them, come. Everybody say, they want to see. What will happen? And once the first step, any problem, you will see that some of us that that is in the Europe. We are not happy. You will see us in the full force, and everything will be going to happen. Just let us get this our ammunition. We are waiting for this our ammunition to come, because as in another back our last year not
allow. That is correct.
So thank you very much, and I'm very, very, very grateful for your own broadcasting this very morning. Thank you once again. And I use the opportunity to thank our coordinator in Italy, that is Michael Iroya, and also our coordinator in the people that took it responsible in the Torino ground as what is called from Arcadia, our own coordinator. That is Bob. And from Daddy Sobodo, all of them. Thank them for what they are still doing, so we will do more. So thank you very much for this morning, and we continue in the evening.
Thank you, and God bless you. You're a good man. Thank you very, very much. We welcome you, all of you, wherever you are. Things are happening. You asked us to share the money. We have done so. Europe will give us $2.5 million. Africa will give us $1 million. Asia will give us $2 million. North America will give us $1.7 million. And the Middle East will give us $800,000. You give us this money, or you buy us the weapons, please. And you see what will happen here. We'll defend this land forever and ever. You see what will happen. And as our brother said, the very diplomatic offensive must continue. Must continue where it left off. The work you're doing in Spain, all of you all over the world, those mandated to carry out this very work in secret, you must continue what you're doing. We need friends from everywhere. We need friends and allies from everywhere, because they are the ones that will give us the support when we commence our ground offensive. But it's not just us. Even the white people, Peter Osborne is writing. Peter Osborne is a white person. He said that Britain and America have been helping to sponsor terrorism for the past few decades. A white person said this, not me. Oparamu Peter Osborne said so. That they have been sponsoring terrorism for the past few decades. It is now time for them to sponsor the children of the light. To sponsor something that is nice. Accept, allow Biafra to come and leave the battle to us. And you see what we'll do. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes,
hello,
please.
Director.
Yes,
good
please. Good morning. From
this Eric Wokona Chibuzo, calling from Dortmund, Germany.
Thank you very much. You're welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
Director, I thank a lot for all work you are doing, Director.
Thank you.
Thank you. May God bless you, Director.
You say, and you too.
Director, I want to use this opportunity to broadcast all the whole Biafran in Dortmund. I know what I'm doing to solve this. Why we are, me and some other guys, we are three here in number. We are only three in number, broadcasting to all of them to come. I know most of them are listening. Most of them are listening. We are trying all our best for them to come. Let us come together and have our own meeting here in Dortmund. Every 2 weeks, we go to Düsseldorf. We from here go to Düsseldorf. Me and some other guys, we have been fighting here in Dortmund every day. So-called idiots, our fellow men. Most of them are campaigning against what we are doing. I know most of them are listening. It's Eric Chibuzo Okun calling. Most of them are listening. And I'm fighting this thing. Anybody, most of them who is against this mission, let them not call my phone again. Even if they see me on the road, out of Lamano, Director. I'm begging this any Igbo man, any Biafra who is living in this Dortmund, Ham, Isalon, Northern, around here in Dortmund. So please, contact my line. Most of them know me. Eric Chibuzo Okun. To contact my line, let us form our own meeting here. Let us form our own quorum here. So that we cannot every time, every two weeks, travel from here to Düsseldorf. from traveling here. We are only three number, and it's we three. We are campaigning. Other groups are campaigning against what we are doing here.
Who is campaigning against it?
Campaigning what we are doing.
Who is campaigning against it?
For that, Director.
Who is campaigning against it? I want to know who is campaigning against the work you're doing in Dusseldorf. Who are these people campaigning against it? Who are they?
Not in Dusseldorf, in Dortmund.
In Dortmund. I tell you one thing now, my dear brother. Listen very carefully to me. In the next few weeks, I will be in Germany. And I'm making this very clear now to the head of the Directorate of State, Uchenna Siebu, that when I am in Germany, I want to broadcast in Dortmund. I want to Dortmund to broadcast in Dortmund. I want to see these people.
That would be great. Last time I heard that you want to come to Frankfurt, that was last week. Last week, I stopped my job. I wasn't able to be there.
This time you won't stop your job. Don't stop it. I will come to Dortmund. I am penciling it down that I will broadcast in Dortmund in Germany because of what you said this morning. I'll broadcast from there.
That would be great. That would be great. When you come to Dortmund, we are traveling from here to Dusseldorf every 2 weeks. We are traveling from here to Dusseldorf. It's a little bit far. I share flyer. I go to even some few of them, number of them are campaigning against it. When I go to Afro Shop and put in our flyer and calling other guys and come and let us join this mission. And I'm telling that anybody who is against this mission, let them know. Most of them, I don't even talk to them. I don't even talk to them because they are against this thing. So-called one idiot wanted to fight me because I hang the T-shirt in Afro Shop. Because I bring the flyer, I tell this guy that we are going this demonstration. Just come, everybody, to go this demonstration to the members of both sides for you and I to live today. Because those people, these Hausa people and the British people, they wanted to walk over all of our generation. But those people who fight for you and I to live, to be in Germany here today, let us just go and give them that honor. These guys are campaigning against it. And they want to spoil Nigeria. We are fighting hard to fight Boko Haram and this and that. And they want to fight. I tell you, you are an idiot. Stay here in Germany and you are going to die in Germany here. Your people are dying at home. Do you want when they come and collect your mother, when they come and kill your mother in your mother's kitchen before you wake up?
Yes.
So, Director, I would be happy when you come to Germany. When you come to Germany, I'll come here in Dortmund.
I'll come there.
Dortmund is a very, very big city. It's one of the fourth or fifth biggest city here in Germany. And a lot of Biafrans are living here. Only that they don't want to come together. Both in Essen, a lot of them are living here. So we are trying our best. And another thing, Director, we just give ahead order. Then for me, I've already packed my load. Neither Biafra or my life.
Yes.
Period.
Yes, we have started the assembly of the army of Biafra, but the weapons we have is not nearly enough to sustain any campaign for a prolonged period. So we are saying it out in the open. We want to defend this very land. Boko Haram are coming, they are killing us. And behind Boko Haram, I hasten to add, there is ISIS. And when they get here, there will be nothing left. There will be no living organism. It's either you believe in Islam or you are dead. What you're seeing, Boko Haram, is an advanced party. The more deadly version is coming behind them. We can't allow for that time to come. Bashar al-Assad of Syria warned the United States of America, warned Europe about this very problem. The USA did not listen. They have always supported Islam. I don't know why, but we are Christians. I'm a Biafran, of course. But we are born Christians. They baptized us. They pour water on our head. And told us about the Holy Trinity. All these things. Then why is it that America, why is it that Britain are supporting Islam to kill us? I can't understand it. There is no recorded history of where America or Britain supported any Christian-based insurgency. It has never happened before. They have never supported us before. Now is the time to do so. That is why our lobbying in America has to be sensational. We are not going to lobby the American government. We lobby the American citizens. They will put irrepressible pressure on their government to make sure that they back what we are doing. Because if we go to the government, they have access to oil, we don't. This is the strategy, very clean and simple. We go out on the streets of America and preach to white Americans, preach to black Americans, preach to Indian Americans, preach to everybody in America and convince them. That is how they can back us up. Do you know that those stopping America from withdrawing their support for Israel are ordinary Americans, the Christian Americans? They are the ones forcing their government to ensure that they continue to support the state of Israel. If not, Obama would have abandoned Israel. You don't know that? Our offensive is going to be carried out on the floor. We are going to go to ordinary Americans. They are the ones that will give us, that will help us to get Biafra. You see, they call on the phone, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
Good morning. My name is Sunday Ezeimo. I'm calling from Akure in Ondo State.
Thank you very much. Sunday Ezeimo from Akure. You're not from Akure. You're calling from Akure. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I want to thank you one more time for the organization you've been putting on Biafran's life. I'm very, very happy about it. The issue I'm calling off on, the point that they said you should raise out the amount that we'll start paying so that we can be able to contribute immediately and start the program before things go wrong. And I believe that if the account is being published, it should be able to publish in a broadcast so that everybody can be able to get the account number and start contributing.
Yes, that is what this is where the new structure is working perfectly well. This idea was initiated by Biafrans all over the world. I said it here. I have assessed everything on the ground. I've been here. I've looked at everything. Our volunteers, our soldiers, we have men. They are here already. We don't even need more people. If those of them abroad want to come, they can come. If you like, you don't have to come. It doesn't matter. We have enough soldiers on the ground. But what we discovered is that our weapons is not the same. It is not, it won't go us anywhere. It cannot sustain any attack at all. That was why we left them when they came to destroy our cenotaph. If we engage them, if we engage the Nigerian police and we start firing at them, our bullets that we have, the arsenal that we have, cannot last for up to 3 weeks. And then they will overrun us. We don't want that to happen. So we allowed them to destroy our cenotaph to allow us to prepare and stick to our timetable. Very, very important. If you allow them to dictate your timetable, you are finished. And what we saw here is simple. We don't have enough arms to sustain any campaign. What I need is arms that will take us minimum 6 months. Within 6 months, the world will be begging us to stop. That is why we are doing what we are doing. That is why we need all these funds. Not arms to go. We are not, God forbid, terrorists. God forbid, Satan. We can never be. We are the children of God. We want to defend our land. That is all we are doing. And now, people will give us these weapons from all over the world. And you see what we will do. The coordinators of the various countries, the continental representatives, that very council of continental reps headed by Engineer Irania must and should function effectively now. Now is when they kick in. The Directorate of State, having finalized what they have done, they will now work with the Council of Continental Representatives to make sure that accounts are being set up, managed by people that we can trust to go ahead and raise these funds for us. Very, very critical. Very, very critical. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I support that. Thank you, Director.
Thank you, and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting live and direct. Of course, we had the privilege of having the barrister speak to us this morning. I wish that he will find time within his very hectic schedule to be able to come back to us once again. We welcome you wherever you are. We are saying that we have announced what is there to announce, and we are now waiting for our people to respond. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Andrew Gojuk, and I'm calling from Doha.
From Doha, that is part of the Middle East. Do you know how much we expect from you people in Doha, in Qatar, in UAE, in Israel, in the Middle East? Do you know how much we expect from you?
Actually, I just reached my coordinator this morning and he informed me.
He informed you. It is $800,000. $800,000 we expect. Go out on the street and beg. Do whatever you can. This is what we need from Middle East. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
He informed me. Yes, he did inform me. And honestly, the way things are, we are going to do everything possible within our power to make sure that we raise this amount, because our lives and our race as Biafrans are under threat. We are really under threat. And Biafran today is under siege. But it pains me so much that our people are yet to come to the full realization of what is really going on. This is Islam. The most virulent form of Islam is coming into our land, and we are still busy fighting and bickering over non-issues. So, Mr. Director, I want to use this opportunity to talk to every Biafran all over the world, because it's really important that they understand what is going on. In the next 50 years, and 50 years is even too far, in the next 20 years, Igbo land and Biafran land is going to be totally Islamized, and they are going to be under the direct control of the Sokoto Caliphate. And if we don't want this thing to happen, if we don't want our children's children to suffer from our gullibility now, this is the right time for us to wake up. We Biafrans all over the world, both home and abroad, for us to wake up and assert our authority to our land, which was given to us by God himself. Okay? So another thing I want to chip in, Mr. Director, is it seems as if the mobilization of Biafrans back home in Biafra land, it's not really as fast as it should be. And yes. I want to find out, I mean, don't you think the transmitter is going to go a long way in help spreading this message of Biafra to people down home? Because it's very obvious that people down home are not really in tune to what we are doing.
Yes, you make a very valid point, but I will address it this way. You know, we are here in Biafra land, so we have taken an assessment, we have taken a pulse of the people. If we deploy our transmitter before time, it will be destroyed. The same way our cenotaph was destroyed by forces of the darkness, from forces from the pits of hell. They will destroy our transmitter. Our transmitter, if people in their millions listen to our broadcast every blessed day, there will be a revolution today. And you and I cannot control it, the outcome of it. We don't want our land, Biafra land, to look like Somalia or to even remotely resemble what is happening in southern Sudan. That is why we are using what is called phased management of the situation. Phased management. We deploy our transmitter at the right time. What we are trying to do is, mind you that everybody here is mobilized already. Our people are waiting. That was the damage that was Rike caused, is that he took away, there is something called credibility. The reason why you are speaking the way you are speaking this morning is because you have trust in what Radio Biafra is doing. Is that correct? That is why you can come on air and say it is a good thing we are going to raise that money. If you don't have trust in what we are doing, will you say that?
Not at all.
Exactly. So people here, listen, this is the problem that people don't quite appreciate. People at home here, some of them are fed up of hearing the word Biafra. That is the truth. They don't want to hear it at all because of the criminality of Owasrike and some members of MASOP, or those that claim they are MASOP members. Because of that, our people don't want to hear. Do you know what they say to me? We have been hearing, talking. Biafra is coming today. It's coming tomorrow. It's in the air. It's on the ship. It's on a boat. 1911 is bringing it. Trailer is coming with trailer. That they have not seen anything. Do you know what they said to me? We want action. Do you want to know what MASOP members said to me? I'm in discussion with MASOP members. Do you know what they said to me? Give us weapons. Let us go and fight. That is all.
Okay.
So the mobilization has been done. Everybody is mobilized.
They are waiting for action that is sustainable. That is all. And when that action happens, you see how far we have gone here. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Go and mobilize your people in Doha, where you are. Go and speak to them. Even speak to Arab Christians who are sympathetic to us. When we say contribute this money, we didn't just say it should come from your pocket. Go and look for your friends. Go and look for your neighbors. Go to your workplaces. Go and tell the people there that Islam is coming to your village to kill you. And they will help you. Thank you. I'm not asking you to do that in Doha because they're all Muslims. I don't know what you're going to tell them. But find something palatable to tell them. We need to raise these funds. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Of course, some people will hear it and say, we also want to be like them. You can't be like us because you are not truthful. For you to be the way we are, you have to be very, very truthful. Very truthful. Ezio Kubondo. Truth is life. Isn't it very funny? Because we don't lie. We can stand up and say to our people, we want 8 million and they're willing to give it to us. So next time you stop lying, you see. I told you that truth pays. Madinekwozioku is far more better than lying. Because our people know that we do not lie and can never lie to them. That is why we can come on air and say, this is what we want and it is done. Truth is always better. You even richer with the truth than with lies. This is Radio Biafra. Please, my dear brother from Indonesia, you will stay where you are. You are a man after my own heart. You are a man after my heart. You are a good man. You stay where you are. You are a young man, but you are a good man. Let us go to the phone. They call on the phone your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. No, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. I now go to Skype to my own very favorite brother. I hasten to add, please, your name. Confirm with your own mouth your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. This is Stewart Echedozie Nwozo, an indigenous of Ife, Umuodihe, autonomous community in Alangwa, Biafra land. I reside in Jakarta, Indonesia. I want to use this medium to advise my Biafran brothers. Please, stop thanking Nnamdi Kanu. Please, if you want to talk, talk something we need to hear. There is enough time for thanking and saying congratulations. That is one thing. Please, I want to ask if there are still Biafrans in Brazil. It pains me a lot seeing that there is not even a single flag of Biafra last night when the zoo were playing with Iran. It is so painful that there is no single Biafran in Brazil. It is a very painful issue. I must hesitate to say that again. Thirdly, regarding the money we need to raise, it is a very big money and a very small money, so to say. My own suggestions will be as follows. I think that we have some hardcore and die-hard Biafrans who are pastors. While collecting their offerings in the church, please endeavor to put one plate by the side for the sake of Biafran restoration, please. Also, for people who has shops, like here in Jakarta, there are some people, some Biafrans who has shops. I also have a shop, but in Nigeria, in Aba. So if you have a shop, try to make a safe, make a simple safe with the color Biafra, so that in that safe, it will be for contribution or for donation from people. People will be willing to help us by donating their little stipends. No amount is too big. No amount is too small. That is another thing. The other one is this. My people should stop asking about our transmitter because Apata Atufu, Ejiliejiya Abogaranya, we are preparing ourselves and not to waste ourselves and our resources. That transmitter is millions of naira for crying out loud. So if we continue to lose all we've gotten, it will be lose and lose all the way. We have witnessed the destroying of our cenotaph by the so-called Ewuzurike. We don't need to destroy more. Let us save what we have against the future. The other thing I want to say is this. regarding that money to be shared, this is the time we need a census. We need an assessment of Biafrans all over the world, especially here in Asia where I'm residing. If the coordinators of the Asian countries can come up with a roll call of the die-hard Biafrans in Asia, then let the amount be shared upon the die-hard Biafrans. We don't need to wait for anybody. If I am giving $1,000, I will do everything to save and raise it. This is what we need to do. We can use a week. A week is enough for us to come up with this amount if our people are serious. So please, let us focus on what we need to do and do it as fast as possible. These are my contributions, and I believe that it will be considered. Thank you so much, Director, for giving me this opportunity.
Thank you very much, and thank you for calling as well. Thank you for your steadfastness. I like it when people are steadfast when it comes to Biafra. We will no longer refer to our fundraising as money to buy weapons. From now onwards, it will be referred to and known as the Biafra Defense Fund. That's the meaning of it. Biafra Defense Fund, we are looking to defend our land against very rampant Islam. Most of you don't know this, do you? Do you know that the USA is sponsoring Taliban? The same Taliban they went to fight. That is why sometimes I say to people, your fears are irrational. Once you believe in something and the Americans know that you will sacrifice everything to achieve it, they will leave you alone and they will support you. The same Taliban that killed US soldiers. Do you know that America is talking to them in Qatar? That they opened an office in Qatar, America is talking to them. Do you know why they're talking to Taliban? Because Taliban is relentless. They never stop. They keep coming. Islam will keep coming. They don't stop. If you like, you kill them, they will keep coming. That is why we must go out to ensure we let the world know that we will not go back. That Chukwu Abiama is our God. Very, very important that we let the world understand this. We have a caller on the phone. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra live transmission.
Am I the one?
Yes, you. I'm talking to you. The caller on the phone. Go ahead.
Okay, brother. Please, you have made a very nice analysis of the mentality of the Muslims, and that's good. I want you to bear in mind one important thing that is spiritual. We are called the people of God, and as a result, God must be at the head of all undertakings. There is a passage in the Bible that says that I shall not share my glory with another. God saying, so everything we do must be led by God. God is spirit, we cannot share him directly, but we have his words to guide us. And you have made a moral statement which makes me very happy. That is, you are an honest man. Well, that's a personal testimony, but from what I have known about you a little, I know I can support you, both in my prayer and in my finance. All I want you to bear in mind is that you must be upright in the eyes of God. I want you to read a little bit about the history of Israel. Before you engage in any war, you must tell God what's going on. He knows it already, but he wants you to talk to him. That's the lack of love he has for us. Tell him, I'll tell you with authority from the word of God that God can fight the battle for us. We are mobilizing men and money. It's okay, but we must talk to God with open hands. I'm sure that God will fight, and I'm sure it has already started fighting. I'll love you and I'll keep loving you. Keep on going and we are behind you. Only remember, don't allow anger to override your sense of judgment. Keep calm, be disciplined. God will be with you. Go ahead, my dear brother. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you very, very much. Most of us don't know what is happening around the world. Believe you me, our own lobbying is going to be different. The same way that we mobilized all over the world on the 30th of May, announced it from our cenotaph here in Enugu
to the hearing of humanity that this very baton of command of this very noble effort was handed over to us by the veterans that fought the war in the presence of the Biafra High Command that fought the war between 67 and 70. There is no other greater endorsement than that. That is the banner we are taking into battle. We don't want to fight tittle-tattle, useless people by the side. From today onwards, we focus on the real enemy like a laser beam. The real enemy is the crumbling, failed zoological republic being controlled by the Sokoto Caliphate. From today onwards, we focus on the big enemy, not on the rats and the rodents scratching by the side, looking for crumbs falling from the master's table. From today onwards, we fight this very battle the way it was intended, because we have informed and sensitized our people. They know who the criminals are within us. And now they know that if they want the truth, they come to us. If you come to us with lies, you are finished. There is one singular command and control. You must be subservient and obedient. It doesn't mean that your views and your ideas or your suggestions cannot be taken on board. It means that there is only one command and control to ensure discipline. To ensure discipline. You cannot come on the air to castigate your national coordinator. You will not come on the air to say something bad against people serving their country. If you have anything to say, you say it behind our back, and then we come in the front and say it before them. We are getting into a very critical phase of the struggle. We are in the phase two of our struggle. We have not commenced our operation because we want enough arms and ammunition that when we commence, we don't stop. We don't want to finish second phase and then we start relaxing and then contributing money for the third phase. No, it will be a disaster. We must make sure that everything is complete, and we ask you to trust us. We know what we are doing. Trust us. We know what we're doing. We have never failed before. We can never fail again. The reason why we did not kill the police and the MASOB members that came to our senator is because once we kill them, they change the emphasis of our struggle from those asking for their freedom to them looking for killers and murderers. They will label us as terrorists. We don't want to do that. We know what we are doing to allow us to continue to fundraise all over the world. You see, we kill a Nigerian policeman here at our cenotaph with a few vagabonds born by Hausa Fulani people following the idiot of Wasrike, or Wasrike, as they would say. And then what will become of us? Then you cannot go out on the streets of America to go and preach this very gospel the way it's intended. We know what we're doing. We hit them, and we hit them with overwhelming force that they can never recover from. We are asking the Americans, do not repeat the same mistakes you have made before in the Far East. Do not repeat the mistakes you are now making in the Middle East. Don't bring it down here. Do not support Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, Sokoto Caliphate to rule over us. Because they'll come after you. They will come after you. We know that the American president is a Muslim man. We know that for sure. But don't allow your people to come here to seek to conquer us. They are here already. We are contributing towards the Biafra Defense Fund. That is the name. Biafra Defense Fund. I ask Carol Monde to place this on Facebook and everywhere. I am asking also Chukwudu Ifeoma to do the same. Place it on our website. We are contributing money to defend Biafra land. Biafra Defense Fund is the name. We are not contributing money to buy weapons. No. Money to defend our land. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue, or at least be able to bring or conclude this very program. We have sorted out all the difficulties we have had before from last night. We are continuing today. We know that some of you, we are more interested in football match yesterday than in making sure that you tune into Radio Biafra and make a contribution. Some of you, we are listening to Radio Biafra with your ears and then watching TV, football. How can you say you are a Biafran and you are supporting Nigerian football team? That means you're fake. I don't support them. I want them to lose. I love them losing. Any time that they lose, I don't take beer or alcohol. Any time they lose, I try to take gold by force. I am so happy when they lose.
Why should you watch and root? If you're looking for a team to watch, begin to dream about the Biafran team that is to come. I don't know if we have a caller on the line. I presume that we do. This caller on the line, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. You are the caller on the phone. Please continue.
Okay, thank you very much. Am I speaking with the director now, the Kano?
Yes, you are.
Okay, my name is Nicholas Akaboeze. I'm calling from Essen. I'm a family, Biafra family instead of.
Thank you. Go ahead.
My contribution this morning, I've had your analysis this morning. First of all, I would like to thank you for all you have doing for one of us, dear friends. But somebody just called and said I should not thank you. But you know, as we all dear friends, when somebody is doing good for us, we cannot have to say that. We have to say something about it. We have to comment about it. For me, you are doing very marvelous work for us. But I said that may the Chukwu Abiyama, the God, strengthen you and guide you.
You see?
So we can hear our restoration of Biafra.
You see?
So I have two things to comment. One is about the ICC is on the way to Islamize Nigeria, the Zoological Republic.
Yes, the ICC.
They are deadly than Boko Haram.
Who is Boko Haram?
And US them. That is one thing. That's number one. The other thing, again, we are waiting for the refunds. The refunds. The Biafra Defense Fund that we are waiting for. Now our Chief of Defense have said it this morning.
Uchenna Siebu is our head of the Directorate of State.
Yes.
The engine room of this struggle, the engine room of it. Go ahead.
Yeah, comment about it this month. So this month will be here, and this is only what we are waiting for. There's no other topic again. But now we are facing the second phase. So I would like to all the coordinators, I would suggest that all the coordinators, especially in Germany, I'm calling from Germany, all the coordinators of Germany have to wait and make their decision, to make their meeting, and know how much all the states in Germany is going to contribute. That's the second phase, and this is what we're waiting for. Before the meeting that we're having on coming Sunday, everybody have to know how much it's going to make. So this is very important. There's no need for us to be waiting. It's very urgent now. This is the second. This is what we're waiting for now. Please, I will advise all contractors to do it immediately first, to do the meeting. So that when we are having meeting on Sunday, we can know the amount exactly everybody is going to contribute. So we can move forward. This is what I want to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much for that. Nobody has the type of structure that we have. Our structures are is exceptional. We have the directorate, which is where I sit, and my office of the director of Radio Biafra, very, very critical. Sitting beneath me is the office of the chief of staff. To my right is the office of the Directorate of State, headed by Uchenna Siebu. Our chief of staff is our dear sister, Brechukwu Anebogo. We have the Elders Advisory Council with the likes of Major General Onwuebunam in it, headed by Dr. Justin Akujeze. We also have the Women Affairs, headed by our dear sister, Ngozi Madu. We have other subunits under the Directorate of State, where you have the Council of Continental Representatives. We also have the Council of Coordinators all over the world, headed and chaired by our dear brother, the coordinator of all coordinators, Uchenna Onyema. There are two Uchennas, mind you. One is Uchenna Siebu, fondly called Omiomio, but we can't call him Omiomio on Biafra, no, because he has work to do for his country. His name is Uchenna Siebu. He is the head of the Directorate of State,
the engine room of this very struggle. And there are people serving in it. Barrister Memesu is there, UTMFO is there. Emmanuel Otusoro is there, who is our rep for Middle East. He's also there. Also there is Chukwudi Ofoma, is also amongst this very group. And a few others that I cannot roll off my head at this very moment. Very, very critical that they serve their country. They are not serving anybody. They are serving Biafra. We must understand that. Any position you occupy it on behalf of your country. Anything that we set right now, any template we set, is how Biafra is going to be run. That is why, for the purposes of what we are doing, only one central command and control. One, not two, not three, not four. You will have your ideas, your suggestions, your views on how to go forward. But unless I sanction it, it will not be done. To avoid what happened before to happen again. We don't want it to happen. We don't want it to happen. We are in a state of war. Our fund is not to buy weapons. We are raising funds to defend Biafra land. It is known as the Biafra Defense Fund. We'll raise money. We'll buy the things we need to defend this very land, and we do so. We are not terrorists. We are not looking to kill any people. We have a history spanning 5,000 years of no conquest. We have never conquered anybody. We are killing America today and Britain. Do not make the mistakes you have made in the past. Support Biafra, and we stop Islam here. Islam will be stopped here in this very territory because they are heading towards us. We are the only people not to be Islamized across the entire stretch of West Africa. We can stop this very Islamic army here. We've done it before. Chukwu Abiyama did it before. And we can do it again. We are calling on all of you brave and indomitable Biafrans. We said we are special. Now we have to show the world that we are special. Don't you want history to remember you? Don't you want in the next 1,000 years for children to go to school and read about what you did? That despite all the odds against them, despite all the enemies both within and without, this group of men and women, fearless before their enemies, conquered all before them. Wouldn't that be a very nice epitaph on one's gravestone? That these people are fearless. That they believed in the one true God, Chukwu Abiyama. That they went forth and set their people free. That is the highest accolade anybody can get on this earth. Not material wealth. Akonobanko is rubbish. Eziaha Demma. Good name that will endure forever. Do you remember Shehu Shagari? No. Do you know who is Buhari? Even Babangida. But the name Nelson Mandela will ring forever. The same way that Martin Luther King is ringing forever. The same way that we remember Mahatma Gandhi. The name will ring forever. The same way for those who escaped tyranny, we'll remember the likes of Churchill. The same way that they will remember Dwight Eisenhower. The same way that they will remember Harry Truman. The same way that Ben Gurion will be remembered. The same way that Golda Meir of Israel will be remembered. The same way that Menachem Begin of Israel will be remembered. These are men that fought for their country. In my own list, I include Thomas Sankara in it. I also include Patrice Lumumba. You don't know these men, do you? Patrice Lumumba and Thomas Sankara. Wherever they are, Chukwu Abiyama will be with them. Thomas Sankara is a Muslim. He was operating in an Islamic society, but he was a good man. He was a revolutionary, a very good man. He is not your typical useless African, Thomas Sankara. Go and read about Patrice Lumumba as well. That will tell you that we have had honorable men in this part of the world. But the evil within did not allow it to grow. Mobutu Sese Seko killed Patrice Lumumba. I've forgotten the name of the idiot that led the coup that killed Thomas Sankara. Very sad, isn't it?
But we march on because Chukwu Abiam is our God. We thank each and every one of you that this money you're asking us to be shared, it has been shared according to continents, because we have continental representatives of which it is now important that they meet tomorrow with the head of the Directorate of State and all members serving in that very department to thrash out how they're going to divide it amongst countries. What we have put down here is that Europe will give us $2 million. I say Africa will raise $1 million. I don't know why Africa is raising $1 million and USA, the whole of North America, Canada, USA, Mexico, and even including South America, will only raise $1.7 million. I don't understand why. America, why? Oh, you're thinking of going to Igbo people. No! Go to whites and go to other people. Don't contribute. Go and tell them what you're doing. We are going to prepare a very compelling case as to why Biafra needs defending. The Christians of the USA, the Christians in Europe must come to the rescue of Christians in Biafra land. It is their duty. The same way that Muslims all over the world are helping Boko Haram to kill us, Christians in Europe and in America, it is their moral duty to defend us, to help us. Oh, you thought we said 1.7 million for North America is only for Biafrans? No. You will take your bucket, you will write something on it, you will go out on the street, and you will collect penny, half, as they say. You go and collect every penny that you can. That is also how you spread the gospel about Biafra. We will defend this very land. Thank you very much for listening. We will come back to you again 7 p.m. tonight. I am not sure that the zoo monkeys are playing this evening. They are not playing. So we expect our people to pay more attention. We need die-hard Biafrans. Die-hard Biafrans. Please, very, very important. But I must thank all of you for what you have done before and what you are about to do. Because without you, we wouldn't be where we are today. We are serving our country in various capacities. That is all we are. Our overall leader, king, God, Eze Biafra Buruburu, is Chukwu Abiam. Chukwu Abiam, Ekikerowa, to whom and upon whom every glory and honor belong to. We don't bow before any image. We don't bow before any man. We don't worship any other name apart from the name of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiam, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the same way he commanded us in Exodus chapter 20. Every day, read Exodus chapter 20, verse 1 to 5. Thou shalt have no other God before me, for I am a jealous God. No other God before me. And Chukwu Abiam, please, we have obeyed that commandment, if not for any other thing, for the sake of your name. Please come to our rescue. That concludes our presentation this very morning. Our service is at an end. 7 p.m. we reconvene. Our diplomatic offensive has begun. We have launched the Biafra Defense Fund, and there is no way we cannot get our weapons to defend this land that belongs to Chukwu Abiam and no other, because this is the kingdom of heaven on earth. Here we have a place called Omuani Igwe, the children of the kingdom of heaven. That name we must preserve for eternity. The only way to preserve it is to stop Islam from getting in here. And that is what we are doing. This is Radio Biafra. Join us again 7 p.m. this evening. My name once again is Nnamdi Kanu. It's been a pleasure having you. Wherever you are, whatever thing you have set out to do this morning, afternoon, evening, or night, depending on where you are, please do so and join us 7 p.m. Biafra land time. This Biafra we talk about all the time without fail or hesitation is our religion. On this platform, Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiam is our God. He will guide, protect, nurture, and keep each and every one of you. But more importantly, this same God will bless.